Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you.
Club on the air on Good Day. Hello, 33 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen way of examining issues of the day. Some of them serious, some of them not so serious. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. The alleged appearance of Roberta Fasanelli may or may not take place because she's in a brand new technical world. Let's see if we can pull a few plugs here or there, because she always has something good to be said. And so we wait for that. Well, we're not going to wait for it, because there are other things that we can say about what's going on. Let's talk about Harvard professor Larry Lessig.
What'd he do?
He is running for president.
Oh, good luck.
He exceeded his $1 million crowdfunding goal. So he said, I am going. As a matter of fact, he was on this week. On ABC, he said he's running for president. I think I'm running to get people to acknowledge the elephant in the room, he said to Stephen Poubelis. We have to recognize in our country, we have a government that doesn't work. We have partisan platforms that are stalemated. He's right. Everything he said, I didn't see him, but I read a review of what he said. I agree with him pretty much 100%. He says, if elected, listen to this, Richie.
Yeah, can't wait.
He will be the first referendum president.
Oh.
Promising to serve only as long as it takes to pass his Citizen Equality Tax Act.
What is that?
The bill aims scary. At reforming campaign financing.
Okay.
Voting rights.
All right.
And congressional representation. Once that bill is passed, he says, I will step down. Handing over the reins to whoever my vice president is. Hopefully it'll be Carly Fiorina, because I want this guy to be president.
I don't.
Well, that's too bad.
He's a one-ticket, right, one
that's
item.
What we need. One ticket fixes
no.
A wealth of problems.
Oh, he can only deal with one
right,
item.
So,
what about the other 3,000 things that get thrown at the president?
We'll call him David Palmer to fix that. Okay.
Human
so, members 24. Of Congress returning. So, the first thing on the plate is that the government will shut down at the end of the month unless they do something. September 30th deadline to fund the federal government. Remember, our calendar year for the feds is October to October 1st to September 31st. Nobody's ever been able to explain that to me, by the way. Anybody ever? You know why we have our calendar? The government calendar year goes from October 1st to September 31st to 30th? Oy. Okay.
I don't know.
On the agenda, beside government shutting down, is the Iran nuclear deal and the Planned Parenthood issue. Huh? What? Why? You're going to defund Planned Parenthood? First of all, they all should be defunded. Any 501c3 should not get one red penny from the taxpayer. You need help? Then
go earn it.
You go
start a Kickstarter campaign.
Do whatever. Go fund me, Kickstarter, whatever, but get out of the government.
Right.
And this is what Larry Lessig wants to fix, Richie. That's why he's running, to fix these kind of problems. The story about, I mean, how many times have you heard the Planned Parenthood story? Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's that, but there shouldn't be. Never mind what they did or what they don't do. Planned Parenthood does a lot of good things. Abortion's not one of them, but they do other things in their clinic. But does that mean they ought to be subsidized by the federal government? Not at all. No, 501. The only thing that should be run by the government is the government. Nobody should get money from the government, no assistance, none of that stuff. And that's what this guy, Richie, Larry Lessig, wants you to know. Let's see if this comes up in the political debates. Next one is scheduled for next week, I believe. Isn't it on the Cable Not Network?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks, what issue is most important to you as the next political debate gets into the focus. A, the economy. B, ISIS and or Iran. C, immigration. D, the tax system. E, whatever else may be out there. I said the economy when I took the poll. Kenny, what'd you say?
Tax system.
Tax system. Okay. Well, that's sort of in league with the economy.
Yeah, I'm with Ken. Yeah. Tax.
Well, I'm with him too, but I sort of put that in with the economy. Okay. So we've taken care of how I believe the political system gets fixed. And so we'll move on. Actually, I want to fix your body. I want to fix your health. I want you. No, I don't want to do it. I want you to wake up, get smart, be healthy. And the way professional and Olympic athletes are doing that is to get on the Neo 40 program, which is related to the nitric oxide program, which is related to Super Beats. Super Beats. I feel like I want some kind of trumpet fanfare. I should actually send you, Richie, the fanfare that I have for Meredith's ringtone. It's really quite, it's regal. And I believe that that's the way we should introduce our discussions for Super Beats.
Okay, here. How about...
Nah.
No? Well, okay.
No, wait, about, where's my phone? I can't get it replicated. She'll have to call me. Anyway. So let's get to the bottom line of this. A great product, great benefits. It's drinking a delicious glass of cherry juice, because now Super Beats taste like cherries, black cherries. You get that, you get full of power. You are opening up your veins and arteries so the blood can get everywhere. The little microscopic, those mini microscopic veins that get into your brain, your muscles, all of your organs, that you got to get the blood pushed into those. That's what Super Beats does. And the Neo 40 product is basically Super Beats in a capsule, but because it melts in your mouth and gets into your system right away, streamlines into your system within a minute or two, you feel the difference. It opens up your arteries and veins, gets the blood rushing around to your brain, wakes you up. If you're in the gym, it'll give you more muscle power, which is what you want. It's really a fantastic, fantastic find. And I'm happy to be one of the preferred places that they've placed their information. So you can go and take advantage of it by dialing 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. You'll get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry flavor when you order 2 months' supply of Neo 40. Neo 40 we're all taking. We're all using Super Beats. So why... don't get left in the dust. Come on. Do your thing. Call 800-655-4183. Doing your thing means to beat the odds. Be healthier than most. Don't suffer from high blood pressure. Keep the blood pressure where it needs to be with Neo 40 and Super Beats. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, you've been left out. You're rejected. So how much does that hurt? Actually, a lot. Here's the biological science of it.
I'm a loser.
Your kid didn't get picked for the team, your daughter didn't make cheerleader, and you're left out on a promotion that you thought was guaranteed. Anytime we're left out, neglected, ignored, excluded, even in an internet chat room, it impacts our brain. Some people are so hurt by being left out, they actually become passive and numb. Why? Recent brain imaging suggests that people who are left out are really crushed and hurt, and the part of the brain that responds to physical pain lights up too. What's the cheap psychological trick? Into everyone's life, some rejection will fall. The quicker you replace the rejection with a success, the quicker the pain will go away. Got a question about rejection? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, remote. Free from Apple, allows you to sync and control iTunes and Apple TV from any iDevice over your home Wi-Fi network. Remote. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Fake Green.
Harrison with you. According to a new progress report, deadly and destructive weather, not to mention droughts in Georgia, California, Kansas, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, North Dakota, and all across the country, are consistent with the changes scientists predicted would come with global warming. As far back as 1995, analysis by the National Climatic Data Center showed America, quote, had suffered a statistically significant increase in a variety of extreme weather events. Scientists now predict flooding may double the amount of corn wiped out over the next 30 years, costing agriculture $3 billion a year. Conversely, the West will have devastating droughts as global warming decreases mountain snowfall, causing what snow there is to melt earlier in the year. Reality check from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star is particularly remembered for one swing of the bat. Although he'd only played 54 games with the Yankees, his extra-inning home run against the Red Sox sent the Yankees to the 2003 World Series.
Vaughn hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Vaughn, a hero in Game 7.
So where is Aaron Boone now? The Boone family has baseball in their blood. Aaron was the third generation of his family to play in the majors. After retiring in 2010, he became an analyst for ESPN's Baseball Tonight, joining former Reds teammate Barry Larkin. And Aaron still talks about the Yankee shot heard round the world.
And I was going to take a pitch, and on my way up to the plate, I said, you know what, you're thinking too much, just get a good pitch to hit.
As he's known in Boston, Aaron Bleeping Boone. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
15 before the hour, 45 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Roberta,
happy to be here.
Are you all really?
Yes, I am. I'm thrilled to be
Tell
here.
Tell the
I
truth.
Miss, I know. I miss you guys. You guys are family. I love all of you. You know, I think I spend more time with Aww. You guys over the last 20 years than I have with my own family.
Right. We were talking about that earlier. In fact, we all, I think yesterday we said this, didn't we? Jennifer admits, mm-hmm. and so does Kenny and Richie, and I certainly have said this for years. I spend more time with you people than anything.
Yeah.
When Charlotte was alive, I spent all my time with her. But with her absence, I find, other than, I suppose, if you take apart or put aside your sleeping habits, so the person that you love and sleep with, where you would spend more time with them. I mean, as far as being awake is concerned, we spend more time with each other than with anybody else in our lives.
And awake and engaged. That's the real key.
Engaged.
You know, we're engaged with each other. You know, most of the time, except when we zone off. When Doug goes off on his rants, we go,
all right. Excuse me. Already she's becoming a pain, and she just got here. All right. So here's the story of this comedian who criticized overweight people that has sparked a lot of conversation about censorship on social media. Maybe Kenny and Richie can put this together. This is the actress is Nicole Arbour, a British lady, right?
No. She's a U.S. comedian.
All right.
And she posts...
Video called Dear Fat People.
She posts rants on Facebook and YouTube, and she's extremely popular, has 500,000 followers on her YouTube channel. But yesterday, she uploaded a video called Dear Fat People, where basically she under the guise of I want you to live longer, this I'm doing this for you, just goes full guns a-blazing at them. Stop eating the wrong food. It's your fault you're fat. The video is funny, and it's very hard hitting.
Why? What is it that she says that isn't true?
Well, that's what you have to decide when you see it, if you can see it, because not only the big story here is that the video has been watched 21 million times and is getting reaction from all sides of the spectrum, both loving and hating her take. But for some reason, the YouTube video was taken off yesterday. Her channel was suspended.
Why?
And YouTube thinks, or people think, that YouTube suspended it because of what she was saying was incriminating to other people.
Incriminating?
Some
what
people,
does that mean?
Well, they
you mean discriminating.
Hurtful, discriminating,
hurtful.
Hateful.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people think that she pulled the video herself to try and get more attention.
Really?
But I can't play the video here.
Because?
Language.
Really?
It is hardcore.
Hardcore but, what? You fat so-and-so?
It's a stand-up comedy routine, basically. Mm-hmm. Think if you're going to a comedy club mm-hmm. and you're going to see a comedian up there. But she talks about having to sit next to fat people on the airplane. Why am I being moved? Why am I losing my seat? Mm-hmm. She talks about making
good
the
questions.
Right choices. Why don't you just eat this instead of that? But you have to hear it.
All right. So how is this different than we have a My Three Songs contest, and the contest today focused on songs that sort of extol the value and virtue of women who have big butts. And it was nicely done, I suppose. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was nicely done or not. The idea of doing it came from Jennifer Horn, who is one of our strongest strongest presenters and contributors. And all the guys said, oh, yeah, this is a lot of fun. But I heard from some women who didn't think it was so much fun.
So
is it just it's a taste thing as much as anything else? I think the message, there are two things here to be discussed. One of them is the message. People are eating the wrong foods. They are killing themselves. And it's costing those of us who do not do bad things to our body more money because we pay in the collective sense. So mm-hmm. it's pretty selfish, but most people don't, they don't look at it that way. They look at what tastes good, what's cheap.
And she does say in the video, she goes, listen, some of you have some health issues that are causing your weight gain, and I totally
right.
get that.
Yeah.
There but are for the rest of you, just
problems.
Stop eating.
Yeah.
Is what she basically yeah. says.
Stop, no. Don't stop eating. Stop eating the wrong things, and yes, too much of anything. You have to.
But the question
what is
it?
Your stomach will tell you 20 minutes after you've had too much to eat that it's full.
Are we trying to make fat okay so that everybody can be comfortable with it? And is fat shaming out of bounds?
51 after on Good Day.